Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, and looking forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday. And I hope you'll have a place you can go, and if you don't, come join us here at Bible Baptist Church. We're at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, right off 270 in the Grove City exit, and we'd be delighted to have you be our guest this coming Lord's Day, 9:30 for Sunday School. School classes and Bible classes, 10:30 for the morning service, and 5:30 for our Sunday evening service. Our Spanish church meets as well those exact times on Sunday, and we invite our Hispanic friends out to visit the Spanish church on Sunday as well. All right. Well, listen, I told you I wanted to talk to you today about what does the Bible say about tattoos and piercings. We dealt yesterday about what the Bible says about same-gender marriage and same-gender attraction, and we looked at that. And today, what about tattoos and piercings? Listen, every generation faces its own unique challenges and opportunities. The 50s had greased hair and saddle shoes and the twist. The 60s had Beatlemania and mop head hair. The 70s had acid and acid rock, hippies, beads, wild hairstyles, and of course all kinds of drugs. The 80s went with disco and new age movement. The 90s came hip hop and rap and more drugs. And we got in the 2000s and there's a resurgence in another industry in the last 20 years. And that is tattoos. Americans spend nearly $1.6 billion on tattoos. It's estimated that 67% of Americans have a tattoo, and 21% of those have more than one. They're estimated there are over 21,000 tattoo parlors operating in the United States. So you have to ask yourself, as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus, does the Bible talk about this issue at all? Well, let's look at Leviticus 19 and verse number 28. Jesus tells the children of Israel there, "You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord." Now, that's, you say, well, that's Old Testament, but isn't all Scripture given by inspiration of God? And can't we take the principle here? The next verse says, "Don't prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore." Should we say, well, that's Old Testament? We don't have to pay attention to that? Well, of course not. The verse, it's repeated also in Leviticus 21 and verse number 5, where again the Lord says, "Thou shalt not make any baldness upon their head, neither shalt thou shave off the corner of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh." All right? And in 1 Kings 18, when Elijah had the confrontation with the prophets of Baal, and they're crying out to Baal, trying to get him to answer their prayer. Remember what they were doing? They were cutting themselves. And Mark 5, verse 5, the maniac of Gadara, who Jesus met and cast the demons out, he was cutting himself with stones. And as we said before, the Bible deals in principles. And those principles will apply to any age and any culture and any person. And so for this, we have to understand the principle of origination. The principle of origination. And the root word of tattoo is T-A-T-U, and it means to mark something. And there's evidence of it as early as 3,300 B.C. Now, Exodus 32. Exodus 32, the children of Israel have left Egypt, and it says, when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, "Up, make us gods which should go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him." And Aaron said unto them, "Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me." And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And then, of course, he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool, and he made it into a molten calf. and said, "These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt." What stuck out to me there, the earrings not just in the wives and the daughters, but in the sons. Where'd they learn that? They learned that in Egypt. Tattoos were mostly in Europe and Asia and the nations of the Far East. They were popularized in America by military men who visited those countries and were stationed there and then returned to America with a tattoo. But the roots of it are in Leviticus 19 and Leviticus 21. Many of those markings, the tattoos that people get, are for the dead or having to do with false gods or idol worship. 70% of people who say they got tattoos said they originally got them out of rebellion. Others said they got one to remember a loved one who passed away. That's origination. But then there's also the principle of association. And that's what Leviticus 19's getting to. The point of Leviticus 19 and the point of some of those things God lays down is that he says, my people are going to be different than the nations around them. I look at the groups of people where tattoos are popular. Inmates, rock and roll groups, professional athletes, rappers, hip-hop artists. And as I stated before, many get them out of rebellion. 31% said they got their tattoo because it made them feel more sexy. Can I say that gangs, rockers, rappers, inmates, drug addicts, pro athletes are not my crowd? Like Peter, who in the midst of the enemies of Christ, and they looked at him and said, "Your speech bewrayeth thee," or "Your speech betrays thee." I would be the same way. Ask yourself, what do the best Christians I know look like? Are they tattooed all over? Are they unshaven? Do they have long hair? My speech, my haircut, my attire, my appearance all speak to my association with Jesus Christ, my Savior. They all tell you whose side I'm on. So we have the principle of origination. We have the principle of association. And then we have the principle of revelation. As we just mentioned, Leviticus 19, Leviticus 21, 1 Kings 18, where the prophets of Baal were cutting themselves, and Mark 5, where the maniac was cutting himself. Is it possible that by cutting or marking my flesh, I could be violating Scripture? Should I take that chance? There's never a good mention of cutting or making your or marking of your skin in the Bible. Not one. And can I remind you that in the tribulation period, the time will come when in order to buy or sell, you need to receive the mark of the beast. The word for mark there in Revelation is a scratching or etching. It's a scratching or etching in your forehead or on your hand. So I understand through the principle of Revelation. So I have the principle of origination, the principle of association, the principle of revelation, and then we have the principle of consecration. The Bible says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God who lives in us, and therefore we're to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. I'm to present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service. We are to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And so there's to be a difference between a saved person and a lost person. There's to be a difference in the look of a saved person and an unsaved person. We are to glorify God in our body and with our body. And shouldn't there be a difference? If we're using our body to bring glory to God and others are using their body to glorify self? So I ask myself, if getting a tattoo or a piercing, is that going to be harmful to my body? Will this make me more set apart to the Lord? Or will this make me more like the world around me? And I know people listening today are going to say, well, Pastor, isn't it the inside that counts? Absolutely. Absolutely the inside counts. But my premise, my thought would be, what's on the inside will eventually show on the outside. Can any man see on your heart? No. So I better make my outside identify with Christ. See, we're to glorify God in our body, that's the outside, and in our spirit, that's the inside, which are God's. Any action, any behavior speaks clearly about who we are, what we think, and what is really important to us. The challenge for us today is to be in the world, but not of the world. We are to live in the world, but not be overcome by the world, not to be conformed to the world. And the only way for that not to happen is for us to be transformed by the Word of God. A big concern regarding tattoos is longevity. I mean, once the tattoo's in place, it's there for a long time. And what seems so good at 18 or 22 may not seem all that good at 54 or 64. Peer groups and interests and girlfriends and people all change over time. But when you follow Jesus Christ, it's for a lifetime. Now, you say, well, Pastor, what do I do? I already have tattoos. And I know I'm talking to people who have some. We have some in our church. Now, obviously, you can remove it, but that's, I know, very painful and sometimes very expensive. So that may not be possible. But like many of ours do, they cover it up with appropriate clothing. Or you can use it as a tool for witnessing that this is who I used to be. This is who I was. You may not have gotten a tattoo for good, but God can use it for good. Now, body piercing is something that's relatively new, and people get all kinds of things pierced now, and some things we wouldn't even talk about publicly. But people who get their tongues pierced. One woman I read had her tongue split down the middle, so it would resemble the split tongue of a snake. Another man had spikes put into his scalp. But again, we reminded our bodies are to be something special. Satan comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. And those things are destroying your body. Our bodies are not for us to abuse or use or do whatever we want. We're to take care of this temple. It's wrong to purposefully mistreat the body, either by immoral behavior, self-indulgence, or mutilation. The Bible says our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, and we have from God, and we are not our own. So I'm not my own that I would follow every one of my desires. And so let's make sure that everything we do in our body, we're doing for the glory of God. We're to be examples to other believers. So check out Philippians 3:17, 2 Thessalonians 3:7 through 9, and 1 Timothy 4:12, and Titus 2:7 and 8. So I don't recommend tattoos or body piercings based on these principles. The principle of origination, the principle of association, the principle of revelation, and the principle of consecration, being consecrated to God. Well, I hope that'll be a help to you. And I know these are not things we hear much about in these days, but if the Bible speaks to it, then we need to speak to it. And I think we have to apply the Word of God and to our lives. And the Bible isn't written for information. It's written for our transformation. And so we need to make sure that we're following God's Word. Well, listen, have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to our services here on Sunday at Bible Baptist Church. And then, of course, we'll plan to be back with you on the radio on Monday when we'll change the subject here a little bit, and we'll talk about some precious things, I believe, on Monday. All right? Well, until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.